Heading, Application to the Work. Subheading, Devotion to His Work. Christ was absorbed in the work that he came to perform. His devotion to the work of saving the lost race was manifest on all occasions. Manuscript 132, 1902. Subheading, Worker's Heart Service. Take up this work as the Lord's work, doing it with thoughtfulness and patience. This is real service which the Master will approve. Work with a clear sense of the obligation resting upon you, knowing that angels of God are present to set the seal of heaven on faithfulness and to condemn unfaithfulness in any form. Taking hold courageously of the work that needs to be done and putting the heart into it makes the work a pleasure and brings success. Thus God is glorified. As you faithfully do your work, your mind will be assimilated to the mind of Christ. By prayer and supplication, seek for the promised blessing. Ask God to give you a true comprehension of the work to be accomplished. Do not allow yourself to be drawn away or hindered by any counter-influence. Act faithfully your part in bringing blessing to your fellow men. Praise God for the privileges of cooperating with Him in His work. As you put your whole heart into the work to be done, you will enter into true companionship with your fellow workers. You will see Christ in your brethren. All duties are irksome into which the heart is not brought. Time is golden. There is a work to be done, and into the doing of this work we are to put our whole hearts. The duties that God places in our way we are to perform, not as a cold, dreary exercise, but as a service of love. Bring into your work your highest powers and sympathies, and you will find that Christ is in it. His presence will make work light, and your heart will be filled with joy. You will work in harmony with God and in loyalty, love, and fidelity. We are to be sincere, earnest Christians, doing faithfully the duties placed in our hands and looking ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our reward is not dependent upon our seeming success, but upon the spirit in which our work is done. The powers of the whole being are to be engaged in unselfish service. Every talent is to be employed. Improve the future better than you have the past. Put your talents out to the exchangers, for Christ is hungry for souls. Manuscript 20, 1905. Subheading, Energy and Thoroughness. The Lord is not pleased to have His work poorly and cheaply done, or to have it dragged along as though it were a wearisome task. We have no time to squander in dilatory, unwilling movements. The interest we should take in everything that we do will make our work interesting and educating. Letter 147A, 1897. Subheading, Persevering Energy and Close Application. Where there is a lack of persevering energy and close application in temporal matters and business transactions, the same deficiency will be apparent in spiritual things. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 498. Subheading, Out-generaled by Satan. After what has been shown you in reference to your inclination to be slow and moderate and to allow opportunities to pass by unimproved, you lose time, lose interest, and take things so moderately that Satan outgenerals you again and again. It is no common and different work in which you are engaged amid a people estranged from God and who need the most zealous efforts made in their behalf. If there is scarcely nothing to show for your labors all this time you have been in the valleys, I think you are not the man for that field. Have you planned to make these meetings as interesting as possible? I hope that you will have the burden of the work upon your soul. Have you stayed by the tent right on the ground, or have you made a necessity of going home every day and gathering on you burdens that have no part in the work? This work in God's service to meet the moral darkness requires self-denial, toil, and persevering effort and earnest faith. Many flatter themselves that they could do great things if only they had the opportunity, but something has always prevented them. Providence has hedged their way in so that they could not do what they desired to do. We expect no great opportunity will meet us on the road, but by prompt and vigorous action, we must seize the opportunities, make opportunities, and master difficulties. You are in need of vital energy from heaven. We must in our work not only strike the iron when it is hot, but make the iron hot by striking. Slow, easy, indolent movements will do nothing for us in this work. We must be instant in season, out of season. These are critical times for work. By hesitation and delay, we lose many good opportunities. That which stands most in the way of your performing duty is irresolution, weakness of purpose, indecision. May God help you to gird the armor on and do your master's work. Letter 13, 1886. Subheading, diligence, faithfulness, obedience to leadership. The interests of Christ's kingdom call for diligence and faithfulness in as much greater degree as spiritual and eternal things are of more importance than temporal things. There must be no feeble working, no sluggish, tardy action, for this would imperil our own souls and the souls of others. What general would undertake the command of an army while the officers under him refused to obey until they had satisfied themselves that his command was a reasonable one? Such a course would mean loss to the entire army. It would weaken the hands of the soldiers. The question would arise in their minds, is there not a better way? But even though there be a better way, the orders must be obeyed, or defeat and disaster would result. A moment's delay, and the advantage that would have been gained is lost. Every good soldier is implicit and prompt in the obedience he renders to his captain. The will of the commander is to be the will of the soldier. Sometimes the soldier may be surprised at the command given, but he is not to stop to inquire the reason for it. When the order of the captain crosses the wishes of the soldier, he is not to hesitate and complain, saying, I see no consistency in these plans. He must not frame excuses and leave his work undone. Such soldiers would not be accepted as fitted to engage in earthly conflicts, and much more will they not be accepted in Christ's army. When Christ commands, his soldiers must obey without hesitation. They must be faithful soldiers, or he cannot accept them. Freedom of choice is given to every soul, but after a man has enlisted, he is required to be as true as steel, come life or come death. Manuscript 7 1/2, 1900. Subheading, disciplined, organized mind essential. Those who teach the word of God should not shun mental discipline. Every worker or company of workers should by persevering effort establish such rules and regulations as will lead to the formation of correct habits of thought and action. Such a training is necessary, not only for the young men, but for the older workers, in order that their ministry may be free from mistakes, and their sermons be clear, accurate, and convincing. Some minds are more like an old curiosity shop than anything else. Many odd bits and ends of truth have been picked up and stored away there, but they know not how to present them in a clear, connected manner. It is the relation that these ideas have to one another that gives them value. Every idea and statement should be as closely united as the links in a chain. When a minister throws out a mass of matter before the people for them to pick up and arrange in order, his labors are lost, for there are few who will do it. Review and Herald, April 6, 1886. Subheading, methodical service expedites success. There are some young men and women who have no method in doing their work. Though they're always busy, they can present but little results. They have erroneous ideas of work, and think they are working hard, when, if they had practiced method in their work and applied themselves intelligently to what they had to do, they would have accomplished much more in a shorter time. By dallying over the less important matters, they find themselves hurried, perplexed, and confused when they are called upon to do those duties that are more essential. They are always doing, and they think working very hard, and yet there is little to show for their efforts. The Youth's Instructor, August 31, 1893. Subheading, System and Promptness Save Time. There must be men who will begin a work in the right way, and hold to it and push it forward firmly. Everything must be done according to a well-matured plan and with system. God has entrusted his sacred work to men, and he asks that they shall do it carefully. Regularity in all things is essential. Never be late to an appointment. In no department or office should time be lost in unnecessary conversations. The work of God requires things which it does not receive, because men do not learn from the God of wisdom. They press too many things into their life, postpone until tomorrow that which demands their attention today, and much time is lost in painfully picking up the lost stitches. Some workers need to give up the slow methods of work which prevail and to learn to be prompt. Promptness is necessary as well as diligence. If we wish to accomplish the work according to the will of God, it must be done in an expeditious manner, but not without thought and care. Manuscript 24, 1887. Subheading, Organizing Our Routine Work. Persons who have not acquired habits of close industry and economy of time should have set rules to prompt them to regularity and dispatch. George Washington was unable to perform a great amount of business because he was thorough in preserving order and regularity. Every paper had its date and its place, and no time was lost in looking up what had been mislaid. Gospel Workers, pages 277, 278, 1880. Subheading, To Use Initiative. When a laborer is set in a certain portion of the Lord's vineyard, his work is given him as a faithful laborer together with God to work that vineyard. He is not to wait to be told at every point by human minds what he must do. The plan is work to labor wherever he is needed. God has given you brain power to use. The wants of the believers and the necessities of unbelievers are to be carefully studied, and your labors are to meet their necessities. You are to inquire of God and not of any living man what you shall do. You are a servant of the living God and not a servant of any man. You cannot do the work of God intelligently and be the shadow of another man's thoughts and directions. You are under God. Letter 8, 1895. Subheading, Promptness Saves Confusion. There is among the workers a lack of aptness, a confusion, a lack of mutual understanding and promptness. Things are not done on time. As a result, complications and difficulties arise, which it is hard to overcome from a lack of united action. This state of things, if it is not remedied, will be seen and felt still more in the future than in the past, for the work will grow and the need of a perfect understanding of affairs in this house will become greater. The unfortunate habit of neglecting a special work which needs to be done at a certain time troubles the difficulty of performing it later with exactness and without leaving something neglected or unfinished. Manuscript 24, 1887. Subheading, Rising at Regular Time. Some youth are much opposed to order and discipline. They do not respect the rules of the home by rising at a regular hour. They lie in bed some hours after daylight, when everyone should be astir. They burn the midnight oil, depending upon artificial light to supply the place of light that nature has provided at seasonable hours. In so doing, they not only waste precious opportunities, but cause additional expense. But in almost every case, the plea is made, I cannot get through my work. I have something to do. I cannot retire early. Thus, they're sleeping soundly when they should be awake with nature and the early rising birds. The precious habits of order are broken, and the moments thus idled away in the early morning set things out, of course, for the whole day. Our God is a God of order, and he desires that his children shall will to bring themselves into order and under his discipline. Would it not be better, therefore, to break up this habit of turning night into day and the fresh hours of the morning into night? The Youth's Instructor, January 28, 1897. Subheading, Advantages Through Proper Timing. The timing of things may tell much in favor of truth. Victories are frequently lost through delays. There will be crises in this cause. Prompt and decisive action at the right time will gain glorious triumphs, while delay and neglect will result in great failures and positive dishonor to God. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 498, 1875. Subheading, Value of Using Memorandum Book. If the youth would form habits of regularity and order, they would improve in health, in spirits, in memory, and in disposition. It is the duty of all to observe strict rules in their habits of life. This is for your own good, dear youth, both physically and morally. When you rise in the morning, take into consideration, as far as possible, the work you must accomplish during the day. If necessary, have a small book in which to jot down the things that need to be done and set yourself a time in which to do your work. The Youth's Instructor, January 28, 1897. Subheading, Work Not Confined to Certain Hours. The eight-hour system finds no place in the program of the minister of God. He must hold himself in readiness for service at any hour. Gospel Workers, page 451, 1915. Subheading, Savior's Evening Work. All day he ministered to those who came to him. In the evening, He gave attention to such as through the day must toil to earn a pittance for the support of their families. Minister of Healing, page 18, 1905. Subheading, Earnest Labor Helps Answer Prayer. While we are to pray for God's blessing, we are to second our prayers by most diligent, thorough, earnest labor. Manuscript 25, 1895. Subheading, Not to Depend on Miracles. God does not generally work miracles to advance his truth. If the husbandman neglects to cultivate the soil after sowing a seed, God works no miracle to counteract the sure results of neglect. In the harvest, he will find his field barren. God works according to great principles which he has presented to the human family, and it is our part to mature wise plans and set in operation the means whereby God shall bring about certain results. Those who make no decided effort, but simply wait for the Holy Spirit to compel them into action, will perish in darkness. We would ask those who are waiting for a miracle, what means have been tried which God has placed within your reach? We would ask those who are hoping for some supernatural work to be done, who simply say, believe, believe. Have you submitted yourself to the revealed command of God? The Lord has said, Thou shalt, and thou shalt not. Let all study the parable of the talents and realize that to every man God has given his work. To every man he has entrusted his talents, that by exercising his ability he may increase his efficiency. You are not to sit still and do nothing in the work of God. Review and Herald, September 28, 1897. Subheading, Be Not Slothful. Labor for those who are loitering away their lives, accomplishing only half of what they might for the Master. Strive to arouse them to a sense of their responsibility. Pray for and exhort one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Let brother say to brother, and sister to sister, Come, my fellow laborer, let us put all earnestness into our work, for the night is at hand wherein no man can work. Let no one lose minutes by talking when he should be working. Let the talkative man remember that there are times when he has no right to talk. There are those who take time to stand still. Let the voice of the faithful sentinel be heard, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Have you work to do for the Master? Is a building a house in which his work may be carried forward? Close your lips. Make not others idle by tempting them to listen to your talk. The time of many is lost when a man uses his tongue instead of his tools. Manuscript 42, 1901. Subheading, Ministers Not to Engage in Secular Affairs. I wish to say to brethren blank and blank that their work is largely among unbelievers. Those who are successful expositors of Bible truth are to stand before those who have not heard the message for this time. These brethren, whose names I have mentioned, have a work to do in our camp meetings, which are to be held in the large cities. But they are in danger of disqualifying themselves for doing the work that God has given them to do. Elder Blank will surely lose his bearings unless he ceases to interest himself in work that God does not require him to do, work that demands attention to business details. By engaging in secular work, he would not be doing that which has been appointed him by God. The proclamation of the gospel message will be his light and life. Manuscript 105, 1902. Subheading, With an Eye Single to the Glory of God. It is Satan's regular employment to hinder the work of God and to work for the destruction of the race. Frequently, when the interest in a certain locality is at its height, he makes it appear to the mind of the worker that some trifling matter at home is of great importance and demands his immediate presence. The eye of the worker, not being single to the glory of God, he leaves the work unfinished and rushes home. He may be kept away for days and even weeks, and his former work becomes raveled and tangled. Stitch after stitch is dropped, never to be taken up again. This pleases the enemy. And when he sees that he is successful in making temporal matters supreme in the mind of this person, he gives him his hands full of trouble. He at once begins to manufacture home difficulties so as to entangle his mind and, if possible, to keep him away from the work altogether. When souls are deciding for or against the truth, do not, I beseech you, allow yourselves to be drawn away from your field of labor. Do not abandon it to the enemy, I might say, even if one lay dead in your house. Christ said, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. If you could only see the importance of the work as it has been presented to me, the paralysis that is upon many would be shaken off, and there would be a rising from the dead and a coming to life through Jesus Christ. If we firmly take our stand as God's workmen, saying, the Lord has given us a message, and we cannot be faithful watchmen unless we stand at our post of duty, we will carry the work through at all hazards. Then we shall find that angels of God will minister to our households at home and will say to the enemy, stand back. Historical Sketches, pages 127, 128, 1886.